Practical ways to handle temptations. It can be done. Look, we have made resisting temptation some mystical, unreachable, unattainable talent reserved either for the very old or the very pious. Baloney. Saying no is something all of us who belong to Christ can do. There's nothing magical about it. You simply put Jesus Christ at the helm of your life and say no. I think it was John Wesley who said, "Give me men who love nothing but God and hate nothing but sin." That's it precisely. The Lord will give you the power to stand up, or run, and say no when the tempter comes. Let me break this practice down into four workable, practical principles to follow. Number one, counteract temptation. Do not tolerate it. Paul wrote in Romans 6:13, "Do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God." I see that as an active thing. God does not give us only a negative command. No, he says, yield yourself to God. In other words, do not try to peacefully coexist with temptation. Come out against it. Let's face it, we play around with things that make us weak. Let me get specific. If you are weakened by certain kinds of music, you are playing into the hands of Satan himself to listen to it. If you are weakened by certain motion pictures that bring before your eyes the things that build desires within you that you can't handle, then you're not counteracting sin and temptation. You're tolerating it, you're fertilizing it, you're prompting it. If the newsstand is something you can't handle, stay away from it. If you feed your mind on the garbage of national magazines, and I mean even the more popular ones, and you cannot handle those things, stay away from them. Quit clucking your tongue and shaking your head as you linger over the pages. Learn from Joseph. Run. The words of Dag Hammarskjöld, Secretary General to the United Nations in the mid and late 1950s, throb with wisdom. You cannot play with the animal in you without becoming a holy animal. Play with falsehood without forfeiting your right to truth. Play with cruelty without losing your sensitivity of mind. He who wants to keep his garden tidy doesn't reserve a plot for weeds. You're a fool, a simpleton, if you know what weakens you, but feed on it anyway. By constantly bringing temptations before your eyes and letting them sit in your mind, you are playing right into the hand of the devil. If you are weakened by temptation relationships with certain people, abstain from them. That's not legalism, by the way. It's the marvel of God's grace that he can free you from bondage and enable you to serve him. Remember what he said? Do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin. Romans 6:13. If that were an impossible feat, God would not say, "Don't keep on doing it, you stop it." Number two, use the right resistance. I'll give you some examples, for not all temptations are handled the same way in the scriptures. When lust or sensual sins are mentioned in the New Testament, we are told to flee, to run, to get away. That's exactly what Joseph did. If you try to stand and fight or tolerate it, I guarantee you will ultimately fall victim to it. You may have to make a commitment with your eyes. Do you know there is such a thing? I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I gaze at a virgin? Job 31, verse 1. One of the more popular paraphrases says, "How then could I ogle at a girl?" You couldn't put it any more practically. The eye gate is a marvel, but it also opens to our experience a whole world of sensuality. When dealing with that kind of temptation, you've got to make that kind of covenant. The Bible also mentions looking straight ahead and not turning to the right or to the left. See Proverbs 4:25. Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Let me share with you an experience I had in the Oriental city of Naha on Okinawa. I used to take a little bus down to the place where a group of men in the military gathered for Bible study. I got off the bus at a particular corner and had to walk about 6 blocks, since this was as far as the bus would take us. Okinawa was unique. It had more bars per mile than any island in the South Pacific. There was just one sensual opportunity after another along the way. Each joint was an open door to lustful satisfaction. I discovered that Proverbs 4:25 was literally the answer. I walked straight ahead, looking neither to the right nor to the left. Moreover, I have discovered that what worked over in Okinawa works in California. When your eyes turn to the right or to the left, you're on your way to grabbing the bait. It is the second glance that leads into sin.